Alright, man. Killer song. Guys, how did the band get started?
Well, see, my mother and father loved each other very much, and one, oh, not that far back, huh? Bob, you wanna let him?
How did the band get started? I'd like to take a step back on something you were talking about earlier, Dale, if I might. You were asking, did we pray before? Did we pray together and stuff? Everything we do is soaked and covered in prayer. When we're in the studio, we don't do any tracking or anything before we go to the Lord in prayer because, like I said before, we have nothing within ourselves that we can give to this earth except for sharing the good news of the gospel of Christ. And each and every one of us, I don't care how book smart you are, you need God to pull that off. If you're serious about God, you're going to pray that he puts people across your paths, and you never know who that's going to be. So it really takes God to do the work in this day and time. Everything we do, we pray over, because as we get the music comes from God. It's by the Holy Spirit. We don't sit down at any given time and say, we need a new CD or we need songs. Let's sit down and write it. We don't do that. We simply go about our business, the business that God has called us to, the ministry, and when it's time, God begins to drop songs in us. And God will actually share with me, has shared with me, and said, prepare yourself. I'm going to drop a lot of material on you in a very short amount of time. And that's how we get stuff like that happens. I don't know how to say it. We're just guys that love music and love the Lord, and it's everything that we're about and we're doing is from God. And that goes back to where, brings us back to the point of how did the band get together. Well, when I got rededicated and I got real solid in learning about spiritual warfare, I was in a Christian band back before Jesus Joshua came into existence. I was in another band, and as I began to grow up in the Lord and the Lord began to share things with me and I began to learn things, he began to instill in me to move up into leadership. And I was in a band that had basically everybody was mature Christians in that band, and I was a fresh convert. And so as the Lord began to lead me up and say, I want you to move into leadership, I didn't think that they would receive it. And I kind of talked around with the band a little bit to find out who would be up for it or who wouldn't. And the band was kind of split. And so these were the guys that had kind of taught me. And now I was coming up and God was wanting me to lead. And I didn't think it would fly. And so I prayed and sought God. And he instructed me to step out and began to give me instruction about the band, Jesus Joshua, and how he was going to put it together and what he was going to do. And I had known Will from a local band. We were friends. I had helped his band out with some sound and stuff, and just had been watching him and noticed that he was a really good guitar player. And what really caught me about Will was that I noticed that he would play the same stuff, his leads, he'd play the same leads over and over, which was an indication to me that he was writing and not just flying by the seat of his pants, which was that was the way of the day back in 1995.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to be good, but nobody wanted to put the effort and the time that it took to sit down and actually learn and write. And Will did. And so as God told me to step out and begin and start this band, he was the first one. Actually, I didn't have to, you know, the Lord had spoke to me and said, I'm going to send you to people. So I didn't have to look, but Will was already pretty much right there. And, you know, I had been noticing him before I was instructed to leave the other band. So it was pretty much everything was falling into place, even though I didn't know it.
It was kind of funny. We had mutual friends, and we were at a party. It was a July 4th party, as I recall. And
let's call it a cookout.
Yeah, we'll call it a cookout, yeah. You know, when the church gathers together, it's to eat, right? Yeah. And I decided to go visit over there, And Bob was showing us a video of his the previous band's power set, and I kind of leaned over to him. I was like, I was leaning over to him. I said, "Hey, man, if you're looking for another guitar player," I was kind of joking, and he looks at me dead in the eye, and he goes, "Man, if I'm looking for another guitar player, you're going to be the first one I call." And I had the tape from your from Bob's last band in my possession. I'm like, maybe I ought to go home and learn the material just in case he calls me. And I thought, nah, he's never going to call me. And 1 month to the day, of that party, he gives me a phone call. And I never gave you my phone number. Yeah, I think you got it from Matt or whoever it was. And
I don't know, but I must say, ever since then, I've had this nervous twinge in my eye.
And several regrets. But but anyway, and I got to say, I can't really see the screen the way we're facing, but I did happen to catch a question that was asked. And just so everybody knows, I was raised in the Nazarene Church. And I'm not necessarily denominationally oriented per se, but that is where my theological and doctrinal background is. Just in case anybody wants to know.
And that's why we call him the rock star, man. You know, that's how we found Bobby, man. Two rock stars. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, the follow up a little bit that what you just said, Bobby. You know. That, you know, you and Will get sit down in writing the songs. Is this a band effort, or just you and Will sit down and write the songs for the bands?
To date, pretty much God gives me the material, and I pretty much come up with the ideas. We're all talented musicians, and we can all write, but when God gives me specific songs, I it's really hard. I have to follow the Holy Spirit to the T on the stuff. And so it's pretty much, I've got a strong outline of how it goes, and I don't play guitar, I do play bass, and I play bass and drums, I write bass, let me say that, I write bass, I don't play it.
Playing is such a strong word.
I'll get
Bob.
An anointing, I'll sit down and I'll do the song, and then I'll never touch it again. You know, if I needed to play songs now, I'd have to go back and relearn them all over. It's just not something that I do. And a lot of times Will will come in, and I like to refer to Will as my guitar dictionary. He just he's full of it.
Thanks, Baba.
Well, that's as polite as I can be at this moment. Call me later, Dale, and we'll get more in depth on it. But,
that's the coffee talking.
If it, you know, I can go in if I don't. I'm a very rhythmic person. I hear bass and drums, and I hear them very tight together. And usually, if I have a guitar part, I'll hum it to him. If not, I generally can paint Will a picture by telling him a story or say I'm after this feeling or that feeling. And William pretty much goes to anything that the song needs. It's not what I want. It's never what I want. It's we got to sit down and we got to figure out how to get to what the Spirit of God is trying to pull out for this song, and that's pretty much how we do it. To date, that's how we've done it.
When Bob and I first got together, we had a, you know, one of the first things we did, we jammed a little bit, and then one of the first things, we spent a lot of time talking, and believe it or not, Bob actually did most of the talking. But he was showing me the vision, what God was showing him, and I was like, oh man, that is just exactly where I need to be. And so when we started writing some material, he already had, I think, like three or four songs already, bass and drums kind of laid out.
That I had started writing in the other band I was in, and right. The other guys were fighting me hard on it.
Yeah, and so he comes to me and he said, well, you know, I'm looking for this. And so I remember, I think it was Freedom, one of the song that you just heard. He said, take this home, take the drum and bass home and learn it. And I come back, I did a couple of things with it, but I came back and I said, you know, Bob, he asked me, he said, did you work? And I said, well, I did, but I'll be honest with you, I'm really not sure exactly what it is you're looking for. So maybe if you just sang me the parts, and so we wrote that song, based on what he was like, okay, I'm looking for this. And Bob doesn't, you know, he doesn't know chords, he doesn't know scales or anything like this, so he's kind of got to sing to me the parts, and I kind of got to find them. And I kind of like that way because it forces me not to think like a guitar player, but more as a musician, because, you know, we guitar players are notoriously lazy. and no amens, Bob, okay? But we're notoriously lazy.
Amen to that, brother.
So we tend to think in positions, and we tend to think in fingerings, and I had to kind of invent some new things, or at least I thought I was, and it forced me out of my comfort zones. But I think the product speaks for itself.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys, man. Before we go to play this next song here, I got a quick question. What kind of chips are you guys eating, man?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm chewing on some ice here. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right, man. I was just kidding. I was just kidding around. We're going to play a song off in your second album, You're Wrong. And could you tell us something a little bit about this song before we head into it, guys?
This song is dedicated...
Well, I don't want to say...
This song was written actually about the left, the liberal left. It's what this song is about, and there's direct reference to... Bill Clinton in there, which is, I believe, the second verse. The words escape me right now. I believe it says, I know what you're about. I give God praise you're going out. Little known for your integrity. The pages of our history echo your obscenities, the image of what most have come to be. What that was a reference to that, as I talked to a lot of libs back when Bush was coming into office, a lot of them were saying, you know, Bill Clinton's our president. You know, he did all this and did all that. That's the guy we want, you know. And it was just pretty disgusting to me at the time. And so the only thing, you know, I could do, you know, did this was a song. You know, did God give me the song? I don't know. When I sit there and say, you know, I wanted to write this about that, you know, it had to come from somewhere. So,
one of the things that I think everybody needs to know is that we're not a political band, and we don't have a problem with, and we certainly encourage that, you know, whoever, you know, in this democracy, whoever you choose to vote for, that is your right, and you should. But we were making a commentary on the culture and the. There was a, and I forget who, I think it was William Bennett who said that, you know, he wrote a book called Defining Deviance Down, and basically things that were not acceptable at one time have now become easily acceptable, and it seems that there are things that in institutions where we should have higher integrity, and we should have higher example seems to be losing that. And so although this song is deeper than that, that is the inspiration behind it.
Cool. This is one of my favorite songs, too, on this album. Just to tell you some little side note, they had a contest when they used to have a band form on Firestream. They were giving away a free CD. Who could ever figure out what the song meant? Of course, I won it. But I already had the CD, so I got something better. I got an autographed picture. I got the rock star's autograph.
Got this feeling that it won't be long. God's coming back and he's coming strong. He's gonna take what's right and cast away what's wrong. Better wake up, better realize who's speaking truth, who's telling lies. Comes down to who confesses, who denies. You better know what you believe.